Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James, the 5th chapter. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of the suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Patience. That's the word that James speaks to the saints. But just before our passage, he spoke a very different word to the wicked in their wealth and in their pride. With them, no patience, only urgency. The urgency of the Lord's impending arrival as judge, reminiscent of that other farmer's message that you might have heard on Thanksgiving. Fool, what if this night your soul is required of you? And whose will your possessions be then? There's no sense in telling the world to wait, to be patient. They do not see the wisdom of holding back Christmas music and decorations for the sake of Advent. They see even less, though, the real wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Scriptures, and that the Lord will, in fact, visit his people. They do not even know how to blush, the prophets say. That is, they don't know how to repent, how to endure even just that. So of what use would this season be to them? The world must hear the urgent voice of John the Baptist calling, "Repent, straighten up already, the judge is standing at the door." And if we, brothers, are those who grumble against one another, James says that we too are in danger of being judged, and we must remember that his coming is at hand. This he says to guard us against the temptation that is very real, to lash out at each other when we are all under pressure together, to misdirect our complaints so that they become grumblings rather than laments that we offer to God. And that is why James urges us first to patience. Not simply waiting to open your presence or following a courtesy, but patience in suffering that endures, willingness to bear with, to endure, to remain at our tasks steadfastly. Be like the farmer who waits to get into the fields until both the early and the late rains have fallen, who must risk that early snowstorms will come or that ruinous mud in the fall will slow him down, all so that the grain that is gathered will still be of some value. It is one thing to plant. It is another thing to harvest. And every farmer, I suppose, could plant and then go out and bring in the crop early in July, be sure of everything. And how laughable it would be to bring in green beans or half-ripened corn. To say it another way, do not flinch. Hold your ground. Stand firm. Establish your hearts, James says, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. It's not far. And the patience of a Christian must not fail before the Lord's coming. What else is this but the lesson of the wise and the foolish virgins again for us? To have stayed out most of the night, will mean nothing if you abandon your post at the critical hour. You meant well, but you gave up and you cashed in early. You got impatient. God forbid it, brothers. Your Lord Jesus is not only the author of your faith, he is the perfecter of it also. He is the Alpha and the Omega. As St. Paul says, since you began by grace, trusting in him, finish by grace also. Likewise, since Christ has declared you holy and blameless, continue in his holiness and stand blameless when he comes. Faithfulness bears the fruit of many good works, and it bears constantly repentant hearts, and it bears ever straightening talk among us. We understand that faith is trust in the Lord's sure promises because he remains faithful to them. Well, this faithful trust also leads to loyalty and steadfastness, which might not be the proper definition of saving faith, but are still accurate and very needed definitions that we Christians cannot afford to lose. To be loyal, to be steadfast, to be faithful unto death. And for that, take the prophets from Moses all the way up to John the Baptist as your example of patience and suffering. Now that may sound all too bold for patience, but patience is the boldness of a different kind, of a steady hand, of a cool head, of a restful heart when needed. You must not trust the Lord's sure and unmerited promises in a weak or temporary way. You must trust them in a world that despises them, with hearts that stray from them, with sin and corruption that tempts us to forget our hope and to take the easy way out at all time. And the competency that is needed for that, above all, is patience. However it is that you suffer, whether it be soft but persistent attacks on your comfort so that you would cave under a small pressure, or whether it be the swift and violent persecution for the faith that the martyrs, including St. John the Baptist, face. For all of it, the right word for standing firm and steadfast here, as James says, established in a heart, is patience. Patience, brothers. Because the virgin is already conceived. Because the forerunner has already run, and the prince of this world is already judged. The Lord's coming is close at hand. Be faithful to your task. Be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Here we are at the beginning of the story again. We're at the top of the church here. But we shouldn't dare pretend that we've never heard it before. We must not pretend like the success of our Lord's coming foretold by John is somehow unsure or uncertain. It is all sure. We are his. We are redeemed by his blood. We're bought and brought into his purpose, which is always for compassion and for mercy. In such confidence, do not lose hope and do not waver in your steadfastness, but establish your hearts in this gospel certainty and do it all the way until he comes again, not a moment less. Because no other blessing you could possibly have is better. No lesser end will actually be satisfying as what we await with patience. What we await to be revealed at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.